Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience Week 12 Maction Tuesday and Wednesday preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET's now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same game parlays to live in game odds, WynnBET is what you need to win. Sign up today, bet $100, get a $100 free bet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today, people.
This is Jim Mora, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Experience week 12 Maction preview and picks episode. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick, this is a pick.
He was raised in the land down under, where a man thinks on his feet, speaks with his fists, and lives by his wits.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
I smoke and I drink and I don't have stress and I'm healthy.
Oh, yes! Got to appreciate, got to take moments out of your day and appreciate what we got going with Tuesday and Wednesday Maction. And there's one random Saturday Maction game, which makes no sense. Should have put it on Tuesday. Should have put it on Wednesday. Come on, folks. And shout out, I don't know if you guys caught this, the CUSA, the new CUSA starting next year. I believe they inked a deal with ESPN and CBS Sports Network. They will be doing a lot of weekday games coming the month of October on. They're listening to me. They're finally listening to me. Yes. Let's take a look back at last week. Last week, how about last week's Tuesday opening night Maction for week 11? Akron covered the 7.5 against Eastern Michigan. Boom! Let's go. It was also on the right side of the total. Ohio rolled Miami, Ohio. Boom! And Ball State covered the big number against Toledo. If you had just listened to me and done a parlay, you'd be sitting pretty. That's all I'm saying. You'd be sitting pretty. Then Wednesday came. And look, I had Buffalo. That did not turn out to be the correct side of things, even though they were up 24-7 at halftime. Absolutely brutal beat there. As they did not get that done. But we were on the right side of Kent State against Bowling Green. Easy money. Easy money. It's on the right side of that total too. I was on the wrong side of Northern Illinois, Western Michigan. Once again, blew a halftime lead as well. But overall, 4-2 ATS straight up. Just ATS there. Just killing it. Killing it. Let's go. Ready for a new week, some new challenges. Let's talk about the MAC conference race, because what you have here is a conference that is starting to work itself out. Right now, the Ohio Bobcats are on top in the MAC East, and they have a one game lead on the Buffalo Bulls and the Bowling Green Falcons. And then in fourth place in the East is Kent State at 3-3, followed by the Miami Ohio Redhawks at 2-4, and the Akron Zips at 0-6 in sixth place in the East. On the West side of things, the Toledo Rockets are 5-1 in first place. And then you have a three-way tie for second place between Ball State, Eastern Michigan, and Central Michigan. Then after that, you have Northern Illinois and Western Michigan tied for dead last. But since Northern Illinois just beat Western Michigan, they would have the tiebreaker in that scenario, meaning the Broncos of Western Michigan are sitting there in dead last in the MAC West. So as of right now, we would have an Ohio Toledo MAC championship. There is still room for opportunity here, though. Because what, we have 2 weeks of the season left. The big matchup. So what, this week we have Toledo Bowling Green. That's a game that I feel like is Bowling Green's capable of winning. I would favor Toledo, but that could be critical for this race if Bowling Green can get that win. But they really need someone to knock off Ohio. Ball State in second place in the MAC West. The game is in Muncie this week, so perhaps we go there. Then on Wednesday, I'm sorry, not Wednesday, week 13. You have Toledo at Western Michigan, so I kind of think Toledo's kind of locked that up. I think the MAC East is the more current, like the more interesting side of things, because Bowling Green still has to play Ohio. So Bowling Green could still end up there in the mix. Cannot wait. Cannot wait to watch these final couple weeks of MACtion. And yeah, let's just hop into it. Let's hop into it, because I like what we got going here. Tuesday, November 15th, the Bowling Green Falcons head into the Glass Bowl. Bring your meth. Look, they take on Toledo. Toledo whooped their ass the season ago, 49-17. That was in Bowling Green as well, and that might be a large reason why this line is pretty gigantic. But there is an angle. Bowling Green is looking to go bowling. Yes, to go bowling, and I believe that would be the first time in the Scott Leffler era, which he is certainly on the hot seat. I think there's a decent chance they could can him if he doesn't go bowling. If he ends up 5-7, which adds magnitude to this game. Obviously Bowling Green's still alive. If they find a way to win this game, they'll be alive in the MAC the coming week, cause they play the Ohio Bobcats. 15.5 is too many points for me. Bowling Green's an experienced team. I get it. They chart. They're kind of an enigma when it comes to all of college football to understand them. They're 5-5. They have some solid outings where they beat Marshall. They played UCLA really well for three quarters, but from a statistical side of things, they chart in the 100s defensively. They chart in the 100s offensively. If you were to look elsewhere, you'd say, "Ah, oh, that team must suck." No, they're 5-5. They're the most experienced team coming into the year. They're the most experienced team in the nation as far as returning production. So they're catching 15.5 at Toledo, and I say we take the 15.5 at Toledo. Another thing is Toledo, Daquan Finn, I believe, is back, so that's a big thing. But I will take the 15.5 in the Glass Bowl. Want to do a quick weather check on Toledo, Ohio weather here, but I like this. We have rainfall, which makes me think we should lock this up. I think we should consider locking this one up. It's a shame it's not on Wednesday because it's supposed to snow on Wednesday. But yeah, give me Bowling Green plus the 15.5. It's a standalone game on Tuesday, folks. So this and Ohio Ball State, which we'll get to in a second, but I'm betting the shit out of both these games. Let's go. Ohio heads into Ball State, Muncie, Indiana. Ball State's been a lot better than I think a lot of people projected, including myself. I mean, I didn't think they'd be awful, but I didn't think they'd be, you know, potentially in a spot to still play in the MAC championship on November 15th. Ball State's catching 4 at home at Schumann Stadium. Last time these two teams met, Ohio won by 13. I'm still going to ride Ohio because I think this offense is just super dynamic. If you look at the stats of what this team is, I mean, Curtis Rourke absolutely on fire this year. He's coming off a game where he's 25 of 35 for 362, 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. And it's not only him, Sam Wigloos at the wideout spot, the running back with Bangora and McCormick. They've just been solid. Even Rourke on the ground, getting it done with about 300 yards on the ground this season. They've been good. And meanwhile, Ball State, you know, they lost a ton of production a year ago, but they've turned to the veteran Jod Paddock, and Paddock's played pretty solid considering, you know, he waited his turn for it, for this opportunity. Last week he struggled in Toledo though. And I wonder, you know, Ohio's defense has been awful this year, so he might have an opportunity. DFS players, maybe you consider taking John Paddock against a questionable defense. I know just last week, 13 of 35 for 94 yards against Toledo. That ain't going to get it done in Maction. But they have Jayshon Jackson at the wide receiver spot. That guy's been a beast all year. And then Carson Lexington Steele at running back. This guy's like Fabio on fucking steroids. He's fucking incredible. He's incredible to watch. Coming off a game where he had 28 rushes, 198 yards, and 3 touchdowns, getting 7.1 yards a carry, people. It's like John Riggins fucking 2.0 there. I'm taking Ohio, though. I'm taking Ohio. This is a critical MAC game. Absolutely. Both these games, Tuesday's games, are much better than Wednesday's games. Critical. Absolutely critical. I will lay the 4. Now, this one is in Muncie, Indiana, so I should quickly do a weather check on Muncie, Indiana. They are calling for the possibility of rain or snow. So there you go. And that's our Tuesday slate. Before I get to Wednesday, I want to tell you folks out there that the College Football Experience Maction Week 12 preview and picks episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. WinBet's now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same game parlays to live in game odds, WinBet is what you need to win. Sign up today, bet $100, get $100 free bet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. All right. We are back. Talking Wednesday Maction here. Eastern Michigan heading into Kent State. Kent State able to keep their bowl hopes alive. You know, Kent State better than their record. We know they had to play at Georgia, at Oklahoma, at Washington. All right, so they're better than their record. They're crazy to do this to themselves and then have them sweat out a bowl opportunity. But here they are, 4-6. If they can win out, they'll make a bowl, end up in the fucking Tootsie Roll Bowl or some shit like that. But Eastern Michigan, at the same time, Eastern Michigan saying, all right, well, you know, if Toledo can lose to Bowling Green, see, I think they've pretty much penciled it in though, because they have a 2-game lead and Toledo has the tiebreaker. Yeah, I don't know. Eastern Michigan just tried to continue to have a better season, you know, with Chris Creighton. You wonder if his name is going to come up on coaching searches. To me, if I was Charlotte, you made me athletic director of Charlotte or South Florida. even some bigger schools than that, I would be taking a pretty hard look at Chris Creighton. He's been at EMU, and that's been a tough program to win at, and he's certainly been doing it. This one's at Dick Stadium. Over under's at 61. I'm all over the 7.5 in EMU. I think Kent State could win this game. I think they probably will win this game, but I don't even think it's that bad of a play to take EMU plus 220 because they always play close games. So give me the Eagles of Eastern Michigan. Let's go. Let's go. And by the way, my apologies. The first game, Bowling Green Toledo, the over under sitting at 50-0. I lean on the over, although the rain might jeopardize this. So maybe you do not bet the over or the unders in these games. Ohio and Ball State's at 55. Once again, I would lean over. And Eastern Michigan, Kent State's at 61, which, believe it or not, I would lean over. But I will say, let me do a quick weather check on Kent, Ohio. I would imagine it would be similar to what we are seeing. Kent, Ohio, seeing 38 degrees, but no precipitation. So there's that. Next up, we have Miami, Ohio, heading to DeKalb to take on the Huskies of Northern Illinois, who won the MAC a year ago. I need a coffee. Miami, Ohio, still playing for a bowl. Northern Illinois has been disqualified. I think that alone is a big edge, even if it is on the road at Brigham Field at Husky Stadium. This game's on CBS Sports Network, by the way. Miami, Ohio won this matchup a season ago, 27-24. This is all about pride right here if you're a Northern Illinois guy, but they're calling for snow. This will be in the snow up there in DeKalb. I am currently seeing this line. Let me do a check and see if this thing has moved at all. I am seeing this at, if I could scroll down, Miami, Ohio plus 1.5 plus 100 on the money line. The over under's at 45.5. I will take the Red Hawks. I think they're the better football team. I will take them in the points. I will also, just give me the money line. I'm going to bet the money line plus 100 on the Red Hawks. The over under's at 45.5. This is one where I lean under. I lean under here. Let's go. Miami, Ohio, I kind of been a disappointing season. A lot of people figured they'd be in the MAC championship or in the mix to get to the MAC championship, and not the case. I know they had injuries, but Chuck Martin, maybe he can salvage it by getting to a bowl this year and getting a dub and having a winning season in after a bowl win. We'll see down the stretch here. Final game on Tuesday, Wednesday. There is one Saturday game, which we'll get to as well. But the final game on Tuesday, Wednesday is Western Michigan at Central Michigan. This one, Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Quick weather check. I am seeing this one actually will be the best of all the weather we have going on in the MACtion. CMU is laying 11. And I actually think this is tough. This one's actually a tough one. I think I'm going to lay the 11. I think Central Michigan's playing for a bowl too. Western Michigan's been eliminated from getting to a bowl unless something crazy happens, like with the Rutgers scenario a year ago. I'm going to lay the 11 with Central Michigan. The over under's at 50. I'm going to ride the over on the 50. But yes, the Chippewa is still playing for something. And once again, I mean, it's funny. Miami, Ohio, and Central Michigan, we thought would be players. I personally took Central Michigan to win the MAC this year. Not going to happen. Injuries was a big part for both those programs, but especially CMU. So I'm going to lay the points with CMU. I'm also going to take the over. Actually, I see it at 49.5 this very second. Like it even better. Give me the over on this matchup. Especially knowing that it's in the best weather, essentially. So out of all the games, let's get to Saturday, random standalone MACtion game on Saturday. And let me do a weather check on the good city of Buffalo. We have Akron, who is my, so Saturday I'm seeing snow. We're going to have some snow up there in Buffalo. Akron is catching 16 on the road. And I, for me to cash my win total, the Zips just got to win this. If they win this game, which would be magical, they would be alive in the final game of the season to cash the over. I don't think it's going to happen, but they're catching 16 on the road at Buffalo. Last time they played Buffalo, Buffalo won 45-10, but that was long before Joe Moorhead and the excitement around the Zip program. This is at UB Stadium on CBS Sports Network. The over-under's at 53.5. I'll play the under in the snow, but I will take the Zips plus 16 points. Let's fucking go. Okay, I'm going to rank those, and those are our games. I'm going to rank the confidence level for me in all of the Maction games. The game I like best, I'm going to go ahead and say I like Miami, Ohio. No. Give me Eastern Michigan plus 7.5 as my favorite game of the week. Second favorite, I am going to then take you to Miami, Ohio plus 1.5 in DeKalb. My third favorite game is going to be Bowling Green plus 15.5. My fourth favorite game is going to be Akron plus 16. Actually, am I overlooking that Central Michigan game? Let me rewrite this now. My favorite play of the weekend, Eastern Michigan plus 7.5. My second favorite play, Central Michigan minus 11. My third favorite play, Miami, Ohio plus 1.5. My fourth favorite play, Bowling Green plus 15.5. My fifth favorite play is Akron plus 16. My sixth favorite play, no, actually my fifth favorite play is Ohio minus 4. My sixth favorite play is Akron plus 16, just because who knows what can happen. Akron's a weird team. That's the one I trust least. I still kind of like it, but over and under wise, my favorite under or I actually like the under. My favorite under would be the Miami, Ohio, New Orleans, Northern Illinois game. My second one would be the Akron Buff. Well, that only took two unders. So my favorite over would be, I'm going to go on the over on the Western Michigan, Central Michigan one. I think that hits. All right. And that's our show. Just a quick little 20-minute episode talking Maction. Any questions on anything? I see the chat 3802 rolling in there. And yeah, I mean, what game are you most excited to see this weekend or this week, I should say, in Maction? If I had to rank the order of the games I want to see, number one for me, I would go like the game that I want to see most. I'll be honest, I'm a weather guy. Any of these games that are in rain or snow, I want to see more than the games without them. Just normal. That's just normal for me. Is there some type of database top Maction plays for the weekdays? Yes. For Tuesday, shout out to Kev Dallas in the Dallas in the chat. I thought that said Dallas for a second. Kev Dallas 15. I am gonna on Tuesday, let's parlay Bowling Green plus 15.5 plus the over in the over 55 in the Ohio Ball State game. And we're taking Ohio minus 4. All right. That's the play on Tuesday. Shout out to Lane Elliott in the chat. He says, I'm watching Buffalo. Let's go. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for us that have a ticket of Akron over 2.5 wins, that Buffalo game gigantic. It's going to be in the snow. Hell yeah. Sign me up. Wednesday football action. Shout out to James S in the chat as well. I'm going to take Eastern Michigan plus 7.5. I'm going to take Miami, Ohio plus 1.5. And then I will take CMU. And I think I'll bet those all solo. And then I'll do a little parlay action. Let's try to go moneyline dog here. Let's fuck around. Miami, Ohio's plus 100. They're a 1.5 point dog against Northern Illinois. I think we ride that. Let's do a round robin. That Central, or not Central Michigan. So Miami, Ohio, Eastern Michigan, which is plus 220 on the money line against Kent State. And then we ride Bowling Green plus 510. Round robin. Round fucking robin. Let's go. Cannot wait to watch all these games. Love how there's no domes except for the MAC championship, which they play at that stupid Detroit Lions stadium. I love the MAC weather games. I've been watching MACtion since I was like fucking 7 years old. I feel like ESPN back in the day. I remember fucking Nick Saban coaching in the MAC. All right. I love MACtion games. Give me weather. Give me a crazy game. Let's go, folks. Subscribe to the College Football Experience. 3802 Bowling Green will be destroyed, he said. Well, look, it's in pouring rain though. What could help Bowling Green? Pouring fucking rain. Yes, it's supposed to be pouring rain in that game, and I think that will help them because Toledo, although Toledo seems to be made a transition in the past few years, they're more of a run team than they used to be. I think just in general, weather helps underdogs. All right, let's go. Let's fucking go. Subscribe to the College Football Experience, people, and subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. We're talking games all every single day. I'm here every night talking college basketball on the college basketball season. Right now, I got Florida Atlantic and Florida going at it. The Owls potentially about to pull an upset off under a minute left. Absolutely fantastic stuff. And I hit on the main Black Bears beating Boston College as a 20.5 point dog just about an hour ago. So check us out, the College Basketball Experience. We talk college hoops every single day. Remember, we got a DantaBase Top 25 episode coming up. We also got our Week 12 preview and picks episode coming on Wednesday. Our DFS, come play DFS with us. We tweeted out on the Twitter feed for the College Football Experience at TCE on SGPN. Also, we're going to have a little preview of the Brawl of the Wild. Yes. And there's an FCS Week 12 preview as we're Selection Sunday is coming up for the FCS playoffs, a real playoff with actual guidelines, with actual conference winners. That episode will come out on Thursday where we take every game. So 3802 says, Colby, you need to release a book on how to watch all these sports without pissing off your wife. Yes, definite New York Times top seller. Yeah, and look, there is a fine line of doing that. One of the first things I recommend, another country. Gotta step outside of America here. Gotta step outside of America. Look, I love America, but if you do that, the demands are gonna be it's too much. You won't be able to handle it. I've dabbled. All right. So check out that. We'll work on that bestseller. I'll get to writing it as soon as all these games end. We need like another fucking COVID for me to write that, because the problem is the games are on, people. The games are on. All right. Subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. Subscribe to the College Football Experience. They come together as one on YouTube, youtube.com/thecollegeexperience. Tell a friend, subscribe there, and check out the Sports Gambling Podcast. Check out the NFL Gambling Podcast. Check out the CFL Gambling Podcast. Watched a couple classic games this past Sunday up there in the CFL as the Grey Cup is this upcoming weekend. We got the World Cup right around the corner. Check out the Soccer Gambling Podcast and the NBA Gambling Podcast. The train keeps going. NHL Gambling Podcast. Get in there. Get the SGPN app for free in the App Store or Google Play Store. And let's enjoy another weekend of MACtion. This is the College Football Experience. MACtion Week 12 preview and pick style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.
Sometimes people that are standing on third base think they hit a triple, yeah. But they didn't.
Culture being a Devil's Digest.
Devil's Digest, huh?
Yes, sir.
Where are you located, my man?
Right here in Springfield.
Okay, Devil's Digest, okay. I'm Catholic now. I'm a Christian. Watch out for the devil.
And sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
The Redskins won. get a woman.
Whoa.